both here to bring care to Maui on many different platforms, from clinical, coaching, local and international healers, businesses, business leaders, guests, and events. So if I named any of those, are you, or as I name them, if you are any of those, please contact us if you want to be on our show. Our number is 808-336-2611. That number, again, is 808-336-2611. Our show's meant to be fun, funny, sincere, caring, and hopefully helpful. We hope to entice a laugh out of you at some time, even if it's a dry laugh, because we do a lot of dry humor here. We also want to educate, inform, and entertain you, hopefully during the entire hour. We do want you to enjoy our segments, so any of your feedback is great. If you want to call us, you can. And Jeff, what is the email if they wanted to send in any comments, emailing?
Well, Josette, that comes to me, Jeff, G, J-E-F-F, the letter G, at DEHPcare.com. Jeff G, hey. at deepcare.com, D-E-H-P.
Fantastic. And so that email is there for you if you want to go ahead and, you know, again, be on the show, or if you have something you really feel we need to get out there on the air, we're there for you, okay? We will have every week something that we call our favorite phase, and what that includes is just a special place on Maui that we love. Jeff will have one, and I'll have one, so hopefully you stay tuned in for that. We're also all about the health tips, and so I myself will have some from a coaching level, and like I mentioned before, Jeff is a licensed clinical director, licensed counselor here on Maui. And so he will also be giving us some fantastic health tips, not to mention our guests as they come on. They will as well. Jeff, how is the weather over there today?
Well, it's always lovely here on Maui, although it is a bit overcast today. The winds are down. The ocean is calmer. There was some small craft advisories that are over. So it's always a beautiful day to do outdoor activities on Maui.
So what are you saying? The wind was up earlier today, or was that this week?
This past few days. The wind has been higher than usual, so there's been small craft advisories. But today is fairly calm, just a bit overcast.
Well, I am coming out to Maui and Honolulu next week, so I'm hoping that I'll get to canoe. I think it was the last time I was down. I have hadn't seen the ocean so crazy in every since I've been there. So.
That's been happening. But you belong to a paddling club, I believe.
Yes, I do. It's HCVS. It's Hawaiian Outrigger Canoe Voyaging Society.
Beautiful.
It's hard to remember because, there's so many, the acronym is easier than saying all of that, but I have to tell you, it is fantastic, and I do hope to get to canoe out there with Anella and the group.
You do a lot of cultural practicing things as part of our services at Island Health.
Yes, it's very important to do that and support our friends, especially when it's a nonprofit. And so speaking of that, I think Anella actually has some classes that she does over at our location in Kihei at Rainbow Mall. I know she was offering a ukulele class there for a while. And so if you're also interested in possibly coming over, give us a call or the email that Jeff said earlier. Well, it's different. The reason I ask how the weather is because I'm looking to escape Phoenix here pretty quick. Even though it's nice and cool, it's still warmer here than Orlando that I just came back from last week. So hopefully we'll have some great weather when I get there. Jeff, I know that everything is always happening on Maui, and you have a few island updates that you would like to share. What would you like to share?
Yes, I think it's important to keep our listeners involved in hearing what's happening, especially with the fire victims and the disaster that we had last year. So there are some new updates. The Federal Disaster Center that has been open since the fires is now moving from the Lahaina Civic Center to the Hyatt Regency in Kanapali. That begins today.
When is that happening?
That begins today.
Okay.
And they are open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. They will be staffed with federal support staff, interpreters for various languages, community organizations. The state of Hawaii will have representatives. The county will have community resources available. So that's available at the... Also, the county is opening a new resource center at the Royal Lahaina, also in Kanapali. They open again from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. The county will have resources for long-term recovery, the county right of entry forms, the car passes that are needed to get into Lahaina, the supplemental nutrition assistance program for people that need that. FEMA and the U.S. Small Business Administration will be available. But everyone, please remember there is the FEMA helpline that's available should you not be able to get to the locations. That is 800-621-3362, 800-621-3362 for FEMA helpline. And, of course, the website MauiRecovers.org, O-R-G, MauiRecovers.org. Also...
Yeah. Yes. Just a couple questions on that. That's very interesting. So is both of these listings that you just talked about, are they for fire victims? Or what if somebody wants to donate or help out? Would we contact them as well? Or how does that work?
I think for that you would contact them, the MauiRecovers.org website, or email the county. But these are county and federal resources. And certainly you're free to stop by and see what's going on. Talk to people there. There'll be many staff members available. They have quite a bit of open hours. So also, I wanted to talk about, there just was a seminar here on Maui, Warning to Maui Homeowners and Lahaina Fire Victims, put on by the AARP, the American Association of Retired People. So that was held on Friday. And they wanted to warn about fraudulent contractors and scams that are going on for people trying to rebuild their lives in their house. So,
what does that mean? Like, people are trying to, like, get their houses rebuilt, and is it somebody's trying to scam them?
Yes.
I mean, I have not heard of any of that.
There's contractors coming to the island or contractors that have been here that are not fully licensed, that are not real contractors. They're trying to scam the homeowners. They're trying to scam the elderly. So this workshop was put on by the AARP Hawaii Fight Fraud Together Committee. And what they recommended, and it was held at the Kaunawa Senior Center on Friday, but what they're recommending is when you're looking at a contractor for rebuilding your lives in your houses, get 3 quotes. Check with the Better Business Bureau about these organizations that are trying to sell you services. Check the contractor's license on the county website or the state website. Get a copy of the contractor's license. Make sure you get vehicle license plates on every vehicle that comes in that's going to work on your property. Never pay cash. And pay only for each step of the work as it happens, instead of all at once or a lump sum. And take photos of every step of the construction to make sure it's being done correctly and you have evidence of the work that's being done. So some of the scams they're putting on is offering senior discounts. So, of course, why would seniors get a discount and why wouldn't the price include any discounts already? And doing false tests of your house, land, inspections for pests that show that you need extra work for non-existent problems. So just be careful out there when you're trying to rebuild your lives in Lahaina.
That is horrible, Jeff. Where are these people at? Maui is not that big of an island. Are they coming in, or
yes.
Do they already live there?
Well, of course, some people who live here can be dishonest, even though they live on Maui. But a lot of organizations and companies are coming in from off-island. That had started from the first day of the fires. Lawyers coming in that are not from the island, offering all kinds of settlements to be able to do lawsuits, discount prices, and, you know, people saying they'll inspect your land, even though the county will do that for you if you give them permission. And then these new things are contractors now that the debris has been cleared out and people are starting to rebuild. Contractors that are not licensed, contractors that are from off-island. Everyone wants to make money, and unfortunately that means victimizing local people who need help.
I have to tell you, first, one of the things I'm really happy to hear is that the land is cleared off and that our wonderful residents are able to rebuild again. It's a shame to think that somebody would do that. What if somebody just is unsure? Who do they report to? Or maybe they don't know how to check the person out, or maybe they are suspicious. What would you suggest, or what does the seminar suggest?
Well, I would suggest going to the county office or going to the Hyatt Regency and talking to the people that are from FEMA and from the county. Contacting the county, emailing the county, contacting your local representative, going on the Better Business Bureau website, calling Better Business Bureau, looking up the contractor license from the state of Hawaii license list. It's not that difficult. It's just the website. And, asking friends and relatives for recommendations, people they know that are reputable. Don't just jump at these outside people offering these amazing services for a discount. If it's too good to be true, then it's too good to be true.
I was trying to think of that quote, and I couldn't remember it. It's too good, but yeah, that's 100% true. It always is. But speaking of, are there some funds there? Do we know of any, some of the Maui Strong funds? Are they also available? I don't know if you looked into that yet, for people to rebuild or...
Yes, there is quite a bit of money. Hawaii Community Foundation just got a $40 million grant to help with housing.
Fantastic.
And many organizations are helping with housing. Again, you can contact the county, Maui Recovers.org to find out more information because they have a full list of community organizations that are helping. Plus, of course, going down to the Hyatt Regency and asking questions or calling FEMA. So always check everything out.
Absolutely. And then double check. And also, please, if you hear of anything or know of anything, let us know. We'll double check with you and then also warn everyone. I was on a call earlier. Oh, actually, it was last week. I can't believe it's already Monday. With Red Cross. And it sounds like there's not that many residents. I think it's still like 2,000 that are in the hotels. So you were mentioning something to me offline about some housing that's available.
Well, I don't have the exact figures, but I think the numbers in the hotels are down because they have found community housing. My understanding from being on some committee hearing or meetings is that the hotels will be ending at the end of May. So hopefully everyone has gotten their notices, has checked out with FEMA, will go to the Royal Lahaina to check things out. But there is housing now available. There's a new housing project in Waikapu that has just finished construction, and they are now taking residents. They have 325 units available. Lovely place. I just passed it on the way here to the studio. Gym, clubhouse, swimming pool, lots of parking. I saw people moving trucks already, so people are moving in. So that's just one of the projects. There's others that are opening. They're now building two low-income or working persons apartments in in Kihei, over by Long's. Everybody knows where Long's is. And of course, the county's remodeling the old hotel there in on Lapoa Street to make that into apartments. That was formerly a service center for ministers from around the country for conferences. So there's things moving, and there's many more projects that are starting, but it will take time. It takes time to build buildings, although they did amazing quick job on these Waikapu houses. And then over there by the church, where they're building those temporary mini houses, they are just about to open also. That took a lot longer than they thought because of permitting issues. So there's things happening, but unfortunately not fast enough for what we need, but it's getting closer. And they do guarantee housing will be available for everyone by the end of May, so they can move them from the hotels and they can get back to their lives instead of being temporarily housed and being moved all over the place. The governor has announced there is housing available. He does not have to shut down the short-term rentals. So people have stepped up, offered their places. The short-term rentals have been offered, and new buildings are going up. Now, there's a whole plan coming for Lahaina that is being run by Lahaina residents that are on a committee. That is just starting to be proposed. And what would that look like? We don't know yet, but it's certainly going to be several years before that can be completed. Now, certainly, we won't have the old Lahaina, but can we have a look-alike? Maybe. It all depends on what the residents there want. What they do want is more access, larger streets, the ability to be able to come and go without those blockages that they had.
Oh, yeah. Are you still there, Jeff?
Yes. Sorry, okay. I lost my video.
No worries at all. I can still hear you, which is fantastic. And I'm excited because I get to be there next week live on the video with Jeff Kishkin. So that'll be a lot of fun. Well, did you have any other updates that you want to share before we introduce our two guests today?
No, that's everything for now. I think we have time for our guests. That should be very interesting to hear about what you're doing in Phoenix and how that project will affect Maui also.
Well, and a couple things on that. I'm so happy to hear that housing, and I know everybody there is also more happy than I am, that it's coming along, because it was really hard. I mean, we're going on the 9-month marker. I think that's on May 8th. And so when you look back,
I'm sorry, it's August.
It seems like it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I know, but the 9-month marker.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yeah. I know the annual. But when you look back over the last 9 months, it just seemed like it was taking way too long, especially me coming back and forth. But when you really think that there was no housing and now all of this housing has appeared, that's fantastic. I'm not even going to ask you about the homeless population, though, and the encampments and that. We'll talk possibly about that after our guest that's about to come on. We have today's deep navigator, Victor Ochoa. I always say his last name wrong. Ochoa is coming on, and I'll be asking him a few questions. And what's fantastic about what Victor does, yes, go right ahead.
I just want to add that Deep is the name of our office locations in Phoenix. That is the parent company for Island Health here on Maui. So that's Developed Expression of Human Potential, which is pronounced Deep, DEHP. So yes, you have these projects going on in Phoenix that will be able to spread to Maui.
Yeah, well, and we hope so. When we came over to Maui, one of the problems that we saw way before the fires, because we were, getting established before then, was there was no housing. And there really wasn't housing you know, enough housing for people to go through the ILP programs and some of the other things, you know, that we've met with the different clinicians there. And so one of the reasons I wanted to bring Victor on today is because he really has this down. How I met Victor is he was working with Downtown Phoenix, and I'll have him tell you a little bit about that group. But they had heard of the work that we did here at DEEP, and they wanted to go ahead. They weren't happy with the organization that Victor was working for, and so they ended up giving us, our for-profit company, a grant to do this navigating program with Victor and Kia. And it has just been, I think, one of the most rewarding things that we have done. So with that being said, Victor, thank you so much for joining us today. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your role with Downtown Phoenix, what you were doing prior to meeting with us, and kind of some of the success that you're having now?
Well, definitely. Well, first of all, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. My name is Victor Ochoa. Hello from the Valley of the Sun. And yes, as a matter of fact, so the way that we got to get acquainted with Deep Therapeutic was through an acquaintance, a friend of mine, actually a roommate, that was an active client of Deep, someone that the spectrum of homelessness, addiction, and his success and achievements today are a great testament to what Deep did for him in his rehabilitation and as well as his therapeutic process. Seeing that at the time, I worked for a community service organization here. It's pretty big. They hold most of the contracts with the city of Phoenix, and they provide most of the homeless outreach and services here in the metropolitan area, in the Maricopa County, actually, area. And we had the company had a contract with the Downtown Information Center. The Downtown Information Center is an organization that provides sort of like a concierge type of service, as well as creating revenue and business growth in the area by bringing in events. For example, they were involved with bringing in the Super Bowl experience downtown Phoenix. We just recently had the Final Four also here in Phoenix, and we had an opportunity to host several concerts and different events that were going on in relation to the NCAA tournaments. This organization, Downtown Information Center, is responsible for bringing all of these events and working with the city of Phoenix as well as other organizations to put this together. So when we came to a term with the original contract that we had with this service provider, a direct offer was made to myself to start a navigation team. And knowing, again, based on the evidence that we had with my roommate on the success that he's had in his own life working the program that you guys provided him with, we thought it would be a great opportunity for us to partner up with Deep and bring the opportunity that he had to succeed to other individuals in the area. So what we do now, we serve as a bridge to the homeless community that is experiencing trauma, substance use, various factors that are contributing towards their current situation. And this allows us to be able to be a beacon of hope. We go out there to share our own story. I myself are and am a recovering addict. I also experienced homelessness, and I also had the opportunity to receive the help that would enable me to be able to succeed in my own life and achieve and thrive. It really took a village for that to actually take place. A lot of effort, a lot of, you know, love and care. And this is one of the things that we as outreach navigation team for DEEP try to bring to the individuals that are in the downtown area, specifically our grid is in the downtown Phoenix area. And our hope is to develop a program that can specifically target and customize and tailor each individual's recovery specifically to what they need, depending on what their circumstances are and where they are in their process or in their current situation. By partnering up with other organizations and other institutions within the Valley that can help us create this village that can outreach these individuals and provide them again with the love and care, just like it was done for me. Someone had to love me until I was able to love myself enough to be able to take the reins of my own life. So our effort is to show individuals life skills and to provide them with therapeutic services that are going to help them deal with, again, the traumas and issues, fears, different factors that are contributing, again, to what they're experiencing. We as an organization are targeting specific individuals that are, not targeting, but are addressing specific individuals that are seeking substance treatment and being able to provide them with a path that would lead them back into our services that we provide as an outpatient treatment center.
I want to add to that.
Program. Go ahead.
I want to add to that, Victor, if you don't mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, fantastic. So one of the things, the reason that we went ahead and wanted to work with Downtown Phoenix and with the two navigators that now work for us is so we could go ahead and help the different individuals that were unsheltered at the time find shelter. And as they, you know, there's a lot of different homeless shelters here, different housing projects, things like that. So that's different than how it is currently in Maui. So it was pretty easy for them to make sure that they're in a housing situation. And so I know a lot of times we say housing first or, you know, clinical help first. We were able to do both, which is exciting. So we don't necessarily see any of the clients in our services. We may, I don't know, I'd love to hear the count of how many people that you have helped, Victor, and how many may have ended up in our services. That's not really what the program is about. It's making sure that, you know, they're able to get the services and at their own choice. So if they need to be in
Correct.
An inpatient, we're very lucky in Arizona because we have a lot of inpatient facilities. We don't offer that. And then, you know, they may be an inpatient two or three times in a year. And then, you know, we're outpatient. So we may see them as an outpatient clinic. But the part that I wanted to share is we were able to get a grant to help fund some of the costs that we do, and I'd love for you to share some of the things that we're able to offer, you know, out there.
Correct.
Like, you know, through donations and stuff. But this is a task of love, of placing, you know, it's of humanity, of compassion, of really talking, you know, connecting with the clients, and it has just been so successful. It's not hiding them out in a tent or, you know, something along those lines. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just, you know, since you were saying some of the things, I wanted to make sure that was very clear, that because it's important. It's important that agencies give back, and this is definitely, you know, a wonderful collaboration of a lot of people involved. So go right ahead.
Most definitely. No, definitely. And that is one of the great things about the program that we've been able to develop is the fact that we get to partner up and network through various organizations and community partners that offer different resources and different ways of assisting the individual, from shelter to behavioral health to inpatient services, detoxification, transitional housing, halfway housing, and DLC reintegration programs that we can help individuals that are coming out of the prison system back into the community and be able to set them up with the proper necessary resources for them to be able to succeed and thrive and be able to reduce this percentage of recidivism that we have with our community. One of the great things that we have in Phoenix, so Phoenix is based as a city. Their outreach homeless solutions department has the concept of housing first. The housing first program or concept originally came from New York, and it got adapted into different states and different cities. But this was a different time. We weren't experiencing such a high level of opiate addiction, and this has created a whole different aspect to the homeless population. So today, it is very much needed for us to be able to, like you mentioned, be able to tailor the programs that the individual needs that is going to best serve them in their recovery. And we actually haven't had an opportunity to really pin down a specific number or have the numbers in regards to how many individuals have been able to return to us as a company. But what I can tell you is over the past 5 months, we started our program at the beginning of the year in January. For the past 5 months, we've been able to help over 250 individuals get placed either in shelters or temporary transitional housing or even permanent housing. And we've also had a total, an average of approximately 500 service. We provided total services to individuals currently experiencing homelessness, 500 a month in average. This is a number of services. And it's been great because if we've had the opportunity. One of the things that I can attest to as a recovering addict and someone that experienced homelessness is the biggest thing to get over is the trust factor. It's very difficult to trust because a lot of people promise things. A lot of people say, I'll come back and help, or I'll come back and bring you water, or whatever the case may be. And a lot of people don't follow through because people have a life and people have, other things going on. So having a dedicated team to be able to address the individuals experiencing homelessness out there on a daily basis and engaging with them on a daily basis, establishing the report, establishing that commitment to their well-being, the commitment to making sure that they're okay, that if they need medical assistance, that we're able to respond immediately. So being in the downtown district allows us to be able to be that point of contact. Because we're such a small unit, we get to concentrate specifically on a grid that we're in and are able to, on a daily basis, engage with the individuals that are not quite ready to receive the services, but yet they get to see our face every day. They get to receive some water, some snacks, some food. We get to check on them and ask them, do you need hospital? Are you ready to go into detox? Are you ready to go into a shelter? Have you been, in contact with your caseworker? Do you need any resources? And a lot of the things that we've been able to do is, through community engagement, is receive donations. So the city of Phoenix will be donating to our program a total of approximately 2,000 water bottles a week for the upcoming summer. As you guys may know, here in Arizona, we experience 110, 120 degree weather. So hydration is a big factor. We are going to be serving as a mobile hydration unit as well, which is going to be great for the individuals that are being on shelter. But
I was going to say we will be partnering again this year with Arizona Faith Network. Last year, we were fortunate enough to be able to donate. I think we gave over $3,000. It's amazing how hot it gets here in Phoenix, and people die every year, just because of the heat. And so I really appreciate what you do, Victor. I think you and Kia have, you know, when you came to us, you know, we, you know, worked together to find out what you thought was needed, and we just, you know, continue to do that. So I really appreciate everything that you've had to say. Hopefully that will inspire a few on Maui as well, and we can get together and do similar programs, because they're working. You heard what Victor said. We have been able to give over 500 services, not from us, but to make sure we connect the client to the service. And so it's just a nice way to help and to work with our other different agencies in the field. So thank you so much for being on, Victor. Hopefully we'll get you on again in the near future.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. If you're just now tuning on, I want you to know my name is Josette Sullins, and my co-host is licensed clinical Jeff Gitchkin. We are both here to bring care to Maui on many different platforms, from clinical, coaching, local and international healers, businesses, business leaders, guests, and events. As you can even see here, you know, with the story that was just aired, we're looking for human interest stories. So thank you so much again, Victor. And now, Jeff, is that special time for our favorite island topics. We call them Jeff and Josette's favorite island faves. And we will be bringing one thing that is our favorite on the island to you every week for the next 52 weeks. So, Jeff, you go first. What's your favorite fave?
Well, Maui is so full of activities and adventure, it's hard to pick one. Certainly, we have beautiful beaches, lovely mountains, upcountry, it's beautiful. But I do like to eat. And so I have a favorite restaurant I want to discuss today, and that is Gather at the Wailea Golf Club. Now, that is a five-star restaurant, and you know, very expensive, so it's not something I can do quite often, but I do enjoy it when I can. But interestingly, that was originally the Sea Watch restaurant at the Wailea Golf Club, later taken over by the famous Bev Gannon, and became Gannon's at the Wailea Golf Club. Bev Gannon is very an interesting person. She was one of the founders of the fresh local food movement here on Maui. Instead of bringing in food from the continent, growing it all and sourcing it here, that was not very common before she became involved in that. But even more interesting, before being a chef, which she's been doing for 30 years, she was the road manager for Liza Minnelli, Joey Heatherton, and Ben Vereen. But her love of cooking was transferred to her by her Jewish mother, who loved to cook, and so she always had a love for cooking. So she went to the Cordon Bleu School of Cooking and became a chef. So she had, of course, we do know that she had the famous Haile Mailea General Store, which she converted from the general store to a restaurant. And she had the original Joe's restaurant, which is now closed. And, of course, the Gannon's at the Wailea Golf Club. But she recently, after 30 years as a chef, decided to retire and take care of her family. But she still is a kitchen consultant and a chef consultant to the restaurant. So just recently, within the last few months, she sold her restaurants to the Gather Restaurant Group, which is a restaurant group from Wyoming. And now it's called Gather on Maui. They also own the Haile Mailea General Store. And they are open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. with serving a happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. There is a minor discount, so feel free to ask for that. But I do believe, I feel their food is delicious. I'm a vegan, so they do serve several vegan dishes that I can choose from. And we do have our favorite. They have an amazing staff that are quite attentive, quite friendly. So it's and it's right there on the ocean at the Wailea Golf Club. So you can see the whales when they're in season. You can watch the waves. You can watch the sunset right from your table. So it's a beautiful place. I enjoy it quite a bit.
Oh, man, you took one of my favorites. So keep in mind, you only get to pick one per week. And on top of that, you can't repeat yourself. So I know that's not going to be hard to do. Like Jeff said, there's so many favorite places. I have to tell you, I love their tofu tots. And I know they took them off the menu, but they are delicious. And I think if enough people ask for them, they may bring them back.
Well,
they definitely, every time I'm in town, they'll make a special round for us, which is so sweet. And they did that without me. They did that for you, too. Is that correct?
Yes. If it's during happy hour and they're not particularly overcrowded and the chef has the ingredients available, he will make those tofu tots by special request. But they do have some delicious appetizers and vegan things. My favorite now, since the tofu tots are gone, are the scallion pancakes. So it's just a lovely spot for dining. I just can't take my eyes off the ocean in that area.
Yeah, it definitely is one of my favorites, if not favorite as well, too. And so I guess I better give it a few kudos since I won't be able to talk about it for the next year on the radio.
Well, what do you have for your favorite?
Well, this one I chose because I'm having a really big craving for one of the cinnamon rolls that is the best cinnamon roll I have ever had in my entire life has been at the Java Cafe. And so, you know the one at Azeka, am I saying that right?
Azeka Malka is where that's located.
Okay, and that's on the mountainside, correct?
Yes,
the Azeka has two
places.
They have, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the other Azeka called?
The Azeka...
for by the water?
Yes, I forgot. Malka and...
We have to practice our Hawaiian.
Right.
That's the one thing. I think to have a radio show over here in Hawaii, we definitely need to practice
Makai.
That. A Makai. Okay, right. Fantastic. Did you cheat?
No, I just remember.
Did you look that up, Jeff?
No. Azeka Makai anyway. On the ocean side and Azeka Malka on the mountain side.
Fantastic. I love both of those shopping centers, and I won't give out too many clues because they'll be coming up too. But this, you have to get there early because if you don't, they'll be sold out of those amazing cinnamon rolls. So, okay. Anyway, Jeff is just now giving me the thumbs up that when I get there, are you going to have a cinnamon roll waiting for me, Jeff?
Yes, I'd love to.
All right, that'll be great. All right, well, going with that, because of timing, we have to kind of move forward. Checking in with ourselves. That's one of the topics that I'll be doing every week. As well. And it's so important. I've had the luxury of teaching a lot of different classes over the years as a BHT. And one of the things that I found that is super successful for everybody is when you check in with yourself. Because a lot of times we just are in pilot mode. We are in denial. We put our self-care and ourselves behind everything else that's going on. And so every week I am going to be asking you just to take a couple moments to check in with how you're feeling, what your day is like, you know, have you been present in your body? And I also wonder, are you already at the beach? Now, that's kind of a funny thing we say here in Arizona, like you're not present, you've checked out. Many of you may be at the beach, and that's okay. That's fantastic. That's where I want to be, too. But it's just like, where are you in this present moment?
Are you mentally at the beach?
Yes, you could be mentally at the beach, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. We're going to be talking about mindfulness even more so as we move into other segments. And what the small definition of that is, it's not to be attached to the emotion, just to be mindful of the experience. And so as we become mindful of our beginnings, then we can go ahead and decide where we're at. So from a 1 to 10, go ahead and rate yourself. Where are you at? 1 is the bottom of the scale, not so good, and 10 is fantastic. And so we'll be asking you that every week and helping you have that awareness. So, Jeff, since there's only limited time, you get to go ahead and talk about your stress release technique, but you're going to have to make it quick.
Right.
No stress involved there, sir.
Well, we certainly can provide you services, including meditation, relaxation, hypnosis therapy at our Island Health location in Kihei. That's 808-336-2611. But I did want to take a few minutes to help everyone relax today as a certified counselor. But do not do this if you're driving right now. So just,
please.
Yes. So sit down, take a breath, maybe close your eyes if you're able to do that. And just pay attention to your breathing. Relaxation meditation has a breathing component. And the real focus should be on your breathing, but not changing your breathing, not forcing anything. So just pay attention to your breathing for a moment. There's several ways of doing this, but you might want to breathe in while you count to 4. Cindy's already relaxing here. Breathe in while you count to 4. Hold your breath for a moment. Then breathe out while you count to 7. And then repeat. So breathe in counting to 4. Hold your breath for a beat. Breathe out forcefully through your mouth if you can, but for the count of 8. So the real important thing is to have the out-breath, the exhale, longer than the in-breath. So breathe in through your nose while you count to 4. Hold your breath for a moment, and then breathe out while you count to 8. Just keep breathing. Breath is the life. Breath is the spirit. You know, the word spirit in the Bible, in the Greek, means breath. So just gentle breathing, paying attention to your breath, breathing in while you count to 4, holding it for a moment, breathing out while you count to 8, and just letting yourself go. Get into the relaxation. Feel your body unwinding. Feel your stress melting away as you breathe it out. It's okay to relax. Many people don't take that time. Many people don't pay attention to their breathing. Most of us don't breathe correctly. We really need to breathe from the diaphragm. Just long breaths, breathing in to count to 4, hold it a moment, breathe out counting to 8. So that's our mindful moment for today.
I love that. I already feel so much more relaxed. It's amazing. At times we find ourselves holding our breath. It's like, why are we holding our breath? What are we doing? So
people don't breathe correctly. They hold their breath when they're stressed, and that's something to notice as part of mindfulness.
Absolutely. Well, if you've missed any part of this show or you just want to listen to it again, listen to Jeff's relaxation technique, you can go ahead and go on kuofm.com and at 11 next Saturday. It will be airing, and that's Mountain Standard Time in Sedona. So you're able to be able to connect and see us there as well. This is the live show, so that is a recorded show.
But it is streaming, so you can get it on your computer. You don't have to be in Sedona on the radio.
Fantastic. And I just want to remind everybody that I will be in town next week. I will be live at the studio with Jeff. I'm so excited. If anybody would like to have an appointment, I'm here. I only have time for a couple, but I'm more than happy to be able to be there for you if you want to give us a call at 808-336-2611. That's 808-336 26211.
Yes, Josette does her special deep process of specialized trauma and healing technique that is different than most anything you may have experienced. And she is the expert who developed this, so you'll get it from the best. So feel free to call and make an appointment. Josette is not often available to do these treatments. So I think you'll find it quite helpful. People have raved about it who have had this on the island.
We will be having a few different guests that come on that want to share their experiences. And so, but anyway, we look forward to having you, and we appreciate you on our show. So thank you very much. Jeff, did you have any final words of wisdom for the week?
Well, remember to keep breathing. Remember to watch out for scams from people from off-island that are trying to get your money and help you, claim to help you rebuild your lives and your houses. Reach out to FEMA and the county. Go to the Royal Lahaina for help. Call the FEMA hotline. And just remember to be mindful. Just remember to breathe. Breathing is the key.
Yes, breathing is definitely the key here. And so I forgot to tell you that next week when I am live, if you wanted to be a guest, we still have one opening. So you can definitely, you know, give us a call if you're interested. And I think you already have the number in the email on that.
So anybody that has a business on Maui would be welcome to talk. Anybody that's in the behavioral health field, anyone that's in the healing field, the healthcare field, we would love to have you on the show. I've invited a few of my healthcare practitioners, and we are working on several new guests.
Fantastic. And there's only a minimum charge of, I'm just joking, it's free. We really want to get all of the community going. We have something that we call Community Unity at our shop in Kihei, and so we definitely, you know, want to have Community Unity on the radio show as well. So with that being said, aloha to everyone. Jeff,
well,
go ahead.
Feel free to contact us for any mental health services, health-related services, counseling, hypnotherapy, substance use, mental health, 808-336-2611, Island Health at the Rainbow Mall in Kihei. Thank you for being on, Josette. Always good to talk with you. That guest was fascinating. I hope we'll have more things to talk about. Dealing with the homeless population everywhere is important. That's one of our missions. And just helping people and moving the culture forward. We are culturally focused here on Maui. In Phoenix, we do Native American work. We do Hispanic American work. But here in Hawaii, we are very concerned about the Hawaiian culture. We have cultural practitioners that consult with us and work with us. We have cultural classes at our Island Health location. So we have many things going on. We even have local artists we show at our office, and those paintings are available for sale if you're interested. So aloha from Island Health.